Hey, welcome to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max, and trailers sleep people.
Trailers do sleep. You always get me with those, man. You always do.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Every time I think I know what's coming, and I don't know what's coming. And
well, yeah.
That's
the point.
And you're in Arizona.
I am in Arizona.
And I'm in good old Roanoke Park, California. We are remote recording this bad boy. We are in the future.
Yeah, we're like 1,000 miles apart as the bird flies.
Yeah.
As the crow flies, as the cabbage sails.
And all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm in Clifton, Arizona, to be precise.
Where is that? Yeah. Where is that as to like Sedona and all that shit?
Okay, very, very far from there. So you know how Arizona on one side of it is California and on the other side is New Mexico?
Yes.
I'm right next to New Mexico.
Ooh, is it snowing there?
No, but it's cold as shit. Yeah, it's cold as shit, especially at night. It's also pretty high up. Like, I thought I was getting sick, but it's just the elevation here.
The elevation, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got some sponsors to take care of first. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Podcast. So yeah. our show is sponsored by Black Label Supplements, blacklabelsupplements.com. If you are still in your new year, new me, and you're still going forth and you need supplements, go to blacklabelsupplements.com. Use code Shane15 and save money on all your supplements. Also, Mind Grinder Coffee, mindgrindercoffee.com. We are back. We are selling whole bean coffee. We're selling ground coffee. And we're selling cake.
Nice. Nice. We're back, baby.
And if you use code free shipping 24 at checkout, you get free shipping when you buy 2 bags of coffee or 2 things of K-Cups. And this is a podcast about nothing.
It makes you think of something.
See, we forgot all that in the beginning. But that's
I also forgot that one should not eat a peanut butter jelly and chicken sandwich while recording.
Yeah, it is what it is. You're on vacation. It's one of those things, man. We're gonna kind of go and see where this episode takes it.
Yes, let's.
Wait a minute. You're eating a peanut butter and chicken sandwich?
Yeah, peanut butter jelly. Well, I was gonna make a chicken sandwich, but then I wanted to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but then I still want a chicken, and I thought, you know, fuck it. There's no one here to judge me. I can put whatever I want in this sandwich.
Yeah, no one's judging you.
Yeah. I mean, except you, maybe.
I'm not judging. I'm not I'm not the one that's in bumfuck nowhere, Arizona right now, so.
Well, let me tell you something. This peanut butter, jelly, and rotisserie chicken sandwich is pretty good.
I mean, I could figure because, you know, people like chicken and waffles, so there's a sweet and the chicken taste, so I've
never had sweet and the salty. Yeah,
I've never had chicken and waffles myself, so.
Oh, it's good, man. If you get good, I mean, if it's crappy chicken and or crappy waffles, it's not good.
Right.
But proper chicken and waffles, well done. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're doing this podcast on Clean Feed. We're doing a remote recording, and so far it seems to be going pretty good.
I agree. You have my full concurrence.
So you could be like in the middle of nowhere, just hanging out in your boxers. You know what I mean? Right.
Dude, I could be fucking naked.
Naked.
My scrotum could be draped across the chair and you would not know it.
I would not know it because it's not a video podcast. So we're just audio only.
Do you want to go video and see what you see?
No, we don't go video on this anyway. This is just Clean Feed is just audio only. So, which is why I chose it because it seemed more logical for what we do.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. You can't unsee certain things.
Yeah, there's certain things in your life. That reminds me of a story. I don't know if I should say that story or not.
Oh, well, if you don't know, then you probably shouldn't, but I say go for it.
So there's a person, we're going to say it this way. I want to do it in a way where if somebody listens to this that is in this situation, they're not going to like say that I'm talking about their situation. But I don't think they're going to say anything or they're going to listen. So. Regardless, here's the situation. I'm going to use past tense terms. How about that?
Past. Okay. Yeah. Past tense.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, we had a roommate.
Oh, I like it. Good start.
A female roommate. And she was very strange.
Mm-hmm.
And one time she sent the landlord of our place some unsavory pictures of the BDSM thing. You know, BDSM, like ball gag, like all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate could not unsee the, it's one of those things, it goes back to what you were saying about there's things that you can't unsee. And he always reminds me that there's things that you can't, that's something he can't unsee.
Yeah, were these pictures of herself?
Yes.
Like all in the situation?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. That's all, usually something you don't want from your roommate.
And she sent it to the wrong person. She didn't mean to send it to him. I don't know. That's what she said, but I don't believe her.
She might have been looking for some kind of like, you know, trade for rent situation.
maybe. But it was, I'm glad it didn't get sent to me. Let's put it that way. It's not like one of those things where you look at and you would be like, oh yeah, that's cool. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm imagining in my mind something that I'm sure is very different from what actually got sent.
Right. Yeah. If you could imagine it, it was probably the stuff. I mean, we're talking ball gags. We're talking rope. Yeah, we're talking please, sir.
I can imagine beautiful people doing tasteful things, that's not what this was.
No, it was not.
Okay.
No, it was not.
All right.
So yeah, man, it was, and he always tells the story. He'll always bring it up, and he's like, you know, I really should have sent you those pictures. And I'm like, you know, I'm really glad you didn't.
What, did he just delete them?
Yeah. Yeah. He looked at him and he was just like, oh my God, I don't want to see this.
I mean, good for him. He did the right thing. But on the other hand, it's like, man, the curiosity has got to be there, right?
Yeah. Not with this person, man.
Not with this person?
No. All right. No. It's a no-go.
All right.
It's definitely a no-go.
Well, to each their own.
To each their own. So how long
Oh man, another 3 weeks, Mish? Ooh,
we might even do another remote recording.
Yeah, hell yeah.
If this one worked out well.
Today, I was just fucking walking up and around mountaintops picking up nodules. It was lovely.
Don't you just go to, I thought you just went to like a gym fair. Like you go to the same gym fair every year.
So I do that, but you know, that gets a little stale after a while, and something I really enjoy is going out and finding the gems in nature.
Right.
So I'm taking a few weeks to do that.
Ah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm meeting up with the wife flying out in a few days.
Right. I got this dog one. Can you hear that? Can you hear the dog barking?
Yeah, I can hear the dog barking. It's usually my dog barking.
Yeah, so. It's my dog this time. I'm going to have to edit this out when I
get to editing. That's fine.
But yeah, man, it's, she's barking at something right now. I don't know what she's barking at, but it's something.
It doesn't matter. My dog barks just to hear the sound of her own voice, I think.
The dog does it sometimes too. Like she tries, sometimes what she'll do is she'll bark to like, if she's hungry, she'll start barking at me. And then I'll be thinking like that somebody's breaking into the house or something. And I'll come downstairs and she'll just be staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, asshole. You got to feed me.
I really have to stop eating this peanut butter sandwich while we're recording.
This is going to be an interesting episode.
I think so. Yeah.
We always have a dog barking somehow. It's like a theme in our podcast now. There always has to be a dog barking.
Well, you know, it means we're dog people and dog people are good people.
Dog people are good people. I got to agree.
So we're good people. Yeah.
We are good people. So. Yeah. So I got some questions for you while you're on your trip. A friend of ours sent me a text message this morning and wanted to know a couple things.
Yeah.
All right. He would like a remote recording on the main field from Max.
Oh, okay. Well, here it is. It's being recorded remotely.
Or he asks, where in the world is Max? But we already went over that.
We did. If you want to be more specific than already, I'm in a canyon. on one side of the canyon is like a cliff, and on the other side of the canyon is also a cliff.
By yourself? Just like there's nobody else there?
I mean, I'm at a campground right now.
Okay.
There are other people camping here.
Okay. I thought you were just had that trailer park somewhere just by yourself, just chilling in the canyon. I had this picture in my head of this big ass Arizona type canyon.
Yeah.
And there's just you and your trailer just chilling.
Well, I mean, honestly, that's a pretty accurate picture, except that I'm also at a campsite where I have electricity and internet, hence our being able to do this.
Yeah, that would make sense, yeah. Because if you were by yourself, unless you had like Starlink or something like that,
you'd be able to do it. I would love to. I've been thinking real heavy about getting that.
I mean, if you're traveling, it makes sense to have it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I spend enough time in the trailer that it would be good to have. But it's still pretty fucking expensive, man.
And it's
not fuck you up expensive, but it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's been an Elon thing too.
It is. I don't really care about that. I mean, if the guy makes a good product, I don't give a shit who his friends are.
Mm. Oh, and he wanted one more thing. Sorry, one more thing.
Yeah.
He wants a cactus and sage report, a sage bush report.
All right. I've not seen any sagebrush. I'm just not in that part of the desert.
Brush. It came up bush, but.
Yeah, it was brush.
Those are all sent from our friend Tim.
All right. We have not seen any sagebrush, just not in that part of the desert. Lots of cactuses. And here in this area, they have something that's like a Joshua tree, but it's not a Joshua tree.
But it
looks like something out of Dr. Seuss.
But you can't pull out the U2 album by the same name and just be chilling with your Joshua tree and your Joshua tree album and feeling Bono.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, but fuck Bono.
I mean, who does he think he is?
Who does he think he is?
Seriously.
I've talked about this many a times, but you want to talk about one guy that I just cannot stand. As far as like superstar rock stars go, it's
Bono. Yeah, me too.
I was like, because there was a time where I was like into early U2, like I like the Unforget, like before the Joshua Tree and all that shit. Like they did, what was that album? They had Boy was good, and the one with In the Name of Love. What album was that?
I don't know. I never really got into U2. Even the fucking like their old stuff that people love.
Yeah, but
you know, it was okay.
Those first two albums were bad, and there was he didn't do any of that political like ranting bullshit. You know what I mean?
That gets old. Yeah.
And that's what started pissing me off is when they did the Joshua Tree, and the Joshua Tree became like this mega album, and he started doing all this shit that I don't think rock stars need to do.
Yeah, rock stars trying to get into that. It gets really old really fast. It's like, you know, Green Day is great. And if I want to hear some political opinions, I can listen to American Idiot or whatever. But I don't care what Billy Joel Armstrong has to say about anything, ever.
Right. Right, and there's some people that just don't get into it, and that's cool too. I mean, there's bands like Bad Religion that you know they're a political band when you listen to them. You know what I mean? You know that's what they're about, and that's okay because you know when you listen to a Bad Religion, there's going to be some underlying political thing in it, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go around lately, shouting it though in every interview.
Yeah, lately I've been listening to a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I feel like if I asked Flea his opinion on some political shit, he'd just smack me with his dick right across the face.
He probably would. I could see him doing that.
That would be the only response I would get from Flea.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're not a political band.
No. They're their own thing, man.
Yeah.
But they're so fucking good. Oh my God.
Yeah. I had a Red Hot Chili Peppers phase for a while too. I was really into them.
Dude, I'm like almost 40 years old and I'm getting into them for the first time, which is a weird thing.
Yeah.
But they're just so fucking good.
It's just after a while to me, it all just started sounding the same, right? And that was like the thing. It's like, okay, they had this double album they did a while back, Stadium Arcadium. That was a good
one. I loved that album.
That was
fucking good. Stadium Arcadium. Holy shit, that was a good album.
But I haven't listened to anything. I haven't listened to anything by them recently. And I've been on a real thrash metal kick lately.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, old school 80s thrash, and I fucking been loving it.
Hey, there you go, man.
Like,
whatever band, works.
All these bands that I used to listen to, like, when I was a kid, when I was like a teenager, like early Metallica, like Overkill, like Exodus, like all Testament, like fucking, I forgot how good it was, and I forgot how much I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I listen to it when I'm at the gym. And that's like where I get my metal in at the gym.
Hell yeah. That's a great place to do it.
Yeah. I've never understood people that listen to rap at the gym. I've never gotten that. Like, to me, working out always was like, if you're working heavy, you need some heavy music to go with that heavy weight.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
And I never understood the rap thing that people like. I mean, I understand rap music. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like a fucking.
You're not one of those anti-rapists?
No, I'm not. I like some old school. I like a lot of old school hip hop.
No, like, me too.
There's guys that I really still like KRS-One. I still really like, what's that other guy from that, never mind. There's some East Coast.
It doesn't matter. I trust you. I was listening to Dell the other day, really fucking loving it.
Right. And it's just one of those things, but I've always been like, and when you're in the gym, it's like letting out that anger shit, right? You're, like, to me, that's what it is, right? It's like I'm letting out all this fucking crap that I have going on in my head.
And yeah, you're releasing fucking, all the savagery.
Yeah, and I need fucking some savage music to get get me in that zone.
Yes, and clever wordplay is not going to get you there.
No, especially about big booty women.
Yeah. All right. No, that's fair, man.
And sometimes it's not even like good rap. Like sometimes it's like that new kind of emo rap that's going on that I don't understand. And I just really sounded old there. But there's like this new like emo.
You sounded so old there.
There's this like new emo rap thing that I just don't get. And maybe it's because I'm old that I don't get it. And I'm not supposed to get it. Right.
That's true.
Just like my parents didn't get thrash music or hardcore punk.
Right.
That's what the world needs. That's what the world needs right now.
Some thrash music?
Some good fucking angry fucking hardcore punk.
Yeah. No, I could get like behind
rebellious that. fucking anti-government, fucking fuck you, fucking punk rock.
Yeah. Some straight up legit punk rock music.
Straight up rebellion. Not like Green Day or fucking, I'm talking like Minor Threat. I'm talking like Minor Threat, Fugazi, fucking shit like that.
Fucking Rancid.
Nah, not really Rancid.
Nah, not really
Reagan
Rancid.
Reagan Youth. I'm talking like early 80s when everybody was pissed off at Reagan. That kind of punk rock.
Okay, yeah, that was before I was born.
Yeah. Reagan Youth, they were fucking great. Yeah, there's a lot of great angry shit. That's what's gonna cause the fucking rebellion, man, is some good old hardcore punk rock.
You say that, but have you ever met an old punk rocker?
Yeah, I have, and it's kind of sad.
Yeah, and then they're usually very chill, very sedate dudes.
Yeah,
I don't think they're actually going to cause any rebellions. They're certainly not going to participate in any.
I'm not like talking us old people, right? That's not past us, right?
Yeah, but you're talking about stuff that was made by people who are now in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah, they probably are like, they need to pass it on to their grandkids. You know what I mean? Like, hey, when I was your age, this is what I did.
They need to pass it on to their grandkids.
Well, that's probably what they have right now, right? Grandkids.
Yeah, definitely. But I can't believe that's how we're referring to these, like, fucking punk rockers.
If they're still alive and they made it out of the 80s, then they probably have grandkids.
Yeah.
So you got to teach your grandkid you got to show them, like, hey, in 1981, I got in a fucking van and I toured across the world, I toured across the United States, and I fucking spoke out against Ronald Reagan. And they'll be like, who the fuck is Ronald Reagan? Donald Trump. That's who Ronald Reagan is.
There you go.
Maybe not, but, you know, but that's the thing, man. Just some angry, fucking rebellious music. And people could get behind it. You'd be like, yeah, fuck the government.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck the government. Yeah. All right.
Or, you know, like.
But, you know, another thing, though, like, fuck the government has gone really mainstream.
It has.
It's gone so mainstream that we just elected a new president based on that sentiment. So.
Yeah.
Maybe for punk rock nowadays, it's like, I don't know, man. Oh, gross. Ew. I don't know. I have to think.
I ran into this person the other day. I ran into a person speaking of vegans. I ran into this person the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of an acquaintance of mine. And we were talking. We were catching up a little bit. Parking out of the grocery store, randomly ran into this person. And I had my groceries with me. I always talk about grocery shopping on this podcast.
Well, it's something everyone does. It's relatable.
Yeah. And it's, I do it every Tuesday, like I've said before. And so, you know, Tuesday I went to the grocery store like I normally do. And I ran into this guy. I had my meat in my bag, my protein.
That sounds dirty, bro.
Well, it would be dirty if I said I had my meat in my hand. Did I say I had my meat in my hand?
No, you said you had it in your bag.
Yeah. It would be dirtier if I said I had my meat in my hand.
Yeah.
But I had the grocery bag in my hand with the meat in the bag. And I was talking to this guy and we're catching up, you know, how the wife, how the kids, why aren't you married? Kind of stuff. It always comes around to why are you married when I catch up with people. It's weird.
But who the fuck do these people think they are?
I don't know, but I'm used to it by now. It comes up. Trust me. People think I make this up, but I don't. Like, it happens more often than not when I'm catching up with somebody. Are you married yet? Do you have kids? Yada, da, 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 da. That's how it
never
goes.
Never in my life has it, like, I might ask those questions, but never in my life has it occurred to me to be like, why aren't you married?
Well, yeah, I get asked more often than not.
Huh.
When it comes up. And
apparently people think you're marriage material.
That's not the point of the story. The point of the story is this guy started looking at me. Somehow he looked at me and he saw the chicken sticking out of the bag. Cause you know how they have a thing in chicken?
Yeah.
He saw the chicken sticking out of the bag and he said, oh, you're still eating meat, huh? And I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. You know, about 2 years ago, I went strict vegan and I don't go near. You know what they do to those? And just started going on this fucking vegan 2 year. I am the shit. When it comes to veganism, I know what I'm talking about. Rant, dude. And it was like fucking 10 extra minutes that I did not need to be in that parking lot of me just sitting there trying to be, not to argue with this guy. Like, well, I need the protein. I wouldn't get enough protein from fucking tofu.
That's right.
And all this other stuff. And I was like looking at this guy that's like skinnier than a rail. Like 53, you know, or like 50s, in his 50s. Going on this vegan rant, how he's been vegan for 2 years. Like, I could get it. Somebody's been vegan for like 6 years or 7 years. You know what I mean? More power to you. Those guys never go on a rant. You know what I mean? People that have been vegan for a while, they never try to tell you what to eat and what not to eat.
They've had enough people set them straight, I think.
Yeah. It's always these people that are like a year into it, 2 years into it, and they fucking get you in a corner. And the next thing you know, you're fucking sitting there. And he's telling you how what they did to those chickens. And then I did this one to him and it shut him up and it got me out of the conversation, right?
All right.
Where he's going on this rant and he's like, do you know how they treat animals? I'm like, dude, I worked at a meat packing company in South Dakota for 3 fucking months. I know what I was the guy when the cow's heads came down the chute. I was the guy that took the fucking big cart of cow heads and I fucking put him in the recycle bin where they go in the barrel so they could dump them in the fucking lake when they were done.
Seems a waste of good head.
And dude, he shut this guy up. Like he just looked at me. I'm like, and you know what else I did, my friend? You know what else I did? I had to clean all the fucking machines that they put the cows through to cut them up into little pieces so they could become fucking ground beef. Guess who cleaned those machines? I did. And I still eat meat. And yes, I know where my meat comes from. And I know sometimes it's not always the greatest place in the world. I don't buy shit like that. Right? Yeah. You want to, and I don't need to listen to your little rant about veganism. I appreciate that you're living a healthier lifestyle and you're not fucking putting a needle in your arm. But I don't fucking need to listen to you go on and on about veganism, or I will go yes. on and on about this fucking meatpacking company that I worked at for 3 months and the things that I saw.
Yeah, there you go.
And so he quickly left.
Good.
He did one of those things where he was like, oh, you know what? I didn't realize what time it was. I should probably get back home to the wife.
You know, Shane, you did the entire world a favor, because you know how like people who have been vegan for 5-6 years don't do that shit to other people?
Yeah.
It's because at about 2 years, somebody set him straight the way you did.
Right.
And then they were like, yeah. No, but you did the important thing, the unpleasant thing. And now this person is going to think twice before they start giving people shit about their own personal fucking, like, morals and lifestyle again.
Right. I didn't mean
to. So thank you, Shane.
It just got to a point where I couldn't fucking take it. I couldn't take it.
Good. Like, it was just going. You did the right thing. The world is a better place for you having done that.
Talking about his organic fucking honey and his organic fucking yogurt. And I'm like, and in my head, I was just like, dude, you're eating dairy. You're not fucking a vegan if you're eating dairy.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah.
Yogurt's not vegan. Honey's not vegan.
Like, even I know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it was a trip. It was a trippy conversation. And like, I wasn't angry when I left. I was just like, all right, dude, whatever. Like, you don't got to come at me like all crazy, like with your veganism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't, man. I get it. People get into situations where they really get into something.
Yeah. But I don't want to hear whatever their fucking thing is.
Cause I could remember when I was really like when I was a couple years of being sober, right? I can remember being one of those guys when it came to like, everybody needs a 12-step program. Everybody in the world needs a 12-step program. Do you know how much better the world would be if everybody had a 12-step program? And just like you said, what happened to me was some guy quickly shut me up about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
those.
And it wasn't somebody that was in a 12-step program. It was a friend of mine who was just like, dude, not everybody needs a fucking 12-step program. And not everybody needs to hear about, we're happy that you're sober, but not everybody needs to hear about how you're sober every fucking day of the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And it hit me. It was like, oh, like normal people, they don't want to hear about the 12 steps all the time.
Yeah. It's kind of like a diabetic person. If they're like, man, insulin's the best. You got to try this insulin thing.
Right. Yeah, it's exactly. It's like you get into something. It's understandable. Like, you get into something, it saves your life or you're healthier from it. Like, it happened to me with CrossFit too. Right. And when I was doing CrossFit and I was getting fucking injured all the time, I thought everybody needed to do CrossFit. Right.
I remember you told me I should do CrossFit.
Yeah. And I was like, and here's the thing, dude, I was fucking injured all the time. And I fucking, like all the time I was injured, and I was telling people how great it was. I was really into the Kool-Aid. I was really drinking the Kool-Aid about being paleo and all this other shit.
And man, Kool-Aid drinking's fun.
And I could remember, somebody was like, somebody that I know did the same thing I did to this vegan guy, was like, dude, not everybody wants to hear about your fucking workout. Not everybody wants to hear about your wood of the day. Oh, it was on social media. I got blasted on social media. That's what it was. Cause I would post the workouts of the day that I did on social media. And somebody was just like, hey, dude, not everybody wants to see a post about your fucking wood of the day. Glad you're losing weight and all that. But not, and that's like these days, like I don't post, like I don't, I really, I'll post like a workout of what I did. I don't post videos of myself working out or anything like that. You know what I mean?
There are some people whom I appreciate when they post videos of themselves working out.
Right.
And you are not one of those people.
Right. Like if The Rock does it, it's because it's The Rock.
You know what I mean? The Rock does it, yes. If it's, you know, some lady with just spectacular attributes, yes. Right.
Like that's why I don't post workout videos. You know what I mean? I'll post stuff that I like. If I got to do a post, I once a month, I get a couple times a month, I got to do a post about the supplement company sponsoring us, and so I'll put stuff up there that, about that. But other than that, I don't post nothing. Or I post about the podcast. I don't post nothing about, you know. Or I'll post about the workout that I did, but it's not a video of me doing it. You know what I mean? It's already done. It's like a screenshot.
Right.
So I learned my lesson. And maybe that's what I did to this guy. Maybe I taught him a lesson. I don't know.
You taught him a lesson in common fucking courtesy.
Yeah. I mean, it's common courtesy, dude. It's like a dying thing.
It, yeah. Anyway, so, all right.
Yeah, we've been at this for like almost 35 minutes. I don't know. You want to keep going, or you want to call it one?
I don't know. The elevation here is getting to me. I need a thicker atmosphere to breathe. So I think I'm gonna call it.
Yeah, we should call it because I gotta feed the dog. I gotta eat dinner, and I gotta get out of the house for a bit.
Yeah, Daisy's grumpy. She wants food.
She is grumpy. I don't know if she's all quiet all of a sudden. I don't know if she's. I don't know if she needs food or not, but. Well, she needs food.
Well, she'll be happy to have food.
She's gonna be angry when I go downstairs. She gives me a look. It's angry dog look. That's what I call it.
The old angry dog look.
Yeah. Anyway, man, I'm glad we were able to do this. I'm gonna download this and then I'm gonna edit it, and I should have it released maybe Saturday or Monday or something like that.
Yep. All right, so everybody, this was the Shane and I Show, the show about nothing that makes you think of something.
And hopefully you guys stuck with us through the whole episode. If you did, you could go to our website, shaneandishow.com, leave a review of the show because it really helps us out. And if you really want to, sign up for the email that comes on the screen, and you can get these email, you get these episodes directly emailed to your box, your inbox.
Saying more dirty things.
And if you really want to be nice, there's a little donation button that comes up. And for like $2, you could throw us a donation.
Yes. And then we'll do a show about something that makes you think of nothing.
Yes. That's what
we'll do. Mix things up.
Yes. We'll do a show about a full topic.
We will pick a hard topic and stick to it. And it will be...
All right.
The boringest show.
Yeah, it will be. All right, Max. Until next time.
Yes, until next time. Don't be a dick, America.
Don't be a dick. All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.